Fans of Star Wars know that this is a clip of Princess Leia.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
The 1977 movie has been translated into many languages, and on July 3rd, you'll be able to hear Princess Leia in this language.
Could Obi-Wan Kenobi, on the day that you see his sin.
That is Navajo, and translating the movie into Navajo is the brainchild of Manuelito Wheeler, who's director of the Navajo Nation Museum in Window Rock, Arizona. Mr. Wheeler joins us now from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Welcome to the program.
Oyate, which means hello, greetings, and the Navajo language.
Well, what gave you the idea to translate Star Wars into Navajo?
Well, we needed a way to preserve our culture. Language is at the core of a culture. I felt we needed a more contemporary way to reach not just young people, but the population in general. And so that's when the idea of translating a major movie into the Navajo language came up.
So the point here is, say if kids go to see Star Wars dubbed into Navajo, it's very possible that they already know the movie in English and would understand it perfectly well that way.
Absolutely. And that's where I connect to this process as well, because I'm not fluent in Navajo. I grew up on the Navajo Nation, around the Navajo language. Both of my parents speak Navajo, yet I don't. And there are thousands and thousands of us out there that are in that same situation. So when you watch a movie like Star Wars, where you pretty much already know many of the famous phrases from it, and then you hear it in Navajo, that's the connection right there.
We learned, by the way, in that clip how to say Obi-Wan Kenobi in Navajo. It's obviously Obi-Wan Kenobi. how do you say may the Force be with you in Navajo?
That's been the number one question being asked of me since I started this project. But we're not going to give out that famous phrase. You come to the movie on July 3rd and you'll find out. I'll save you a seat right up front, so come over.
How many people worked on the translation?
We had a team of five translators, and in my mind, they pulled off a miracle. You know, there was some talk out there, they're like, oh, how are you going to say a robot? Because there's no word for robot in Navajo. It's such a powerful language that it's very descriptive, very descriptive. If you ask for an object in Navajo, you will know you'll be getting a round object, you'll be getting a skinny, soft object, you'll be getting a flat, rigid object. So the trick was choosing from the variety of definitions that the group came up with. So, for example, robot. Mm-hmm. It's a thinking machine, a machine that thinks for itself.
This was the movie that gave us droid, wasn't it? It made it a popular word. Do you just go with droid, or do you have to come up with a Navajo word for droid?
No, we came up with words for droid.
Really?
And come to July 3rd and you'll see.
Okay. Okay, you're giving away very little here. Well, on July 3rd, when the Secrets of Translation will be out, mm-hmm. and when you'll show the Navajo dubbed version of stuff, what actually will happen? Will there be is there a particular big theater where it's going to be, or are people going to?
No. The premier sponsor that came forward was Navajo Nation Parks and Recreation. They do the Navajo Nation Fair and the 4th of July Fair. So I will premiere it at the 4th of July celebration on July 3rd. We have a grandstand there on the fairgrounds, mm-hmm. and we are having a screen built on a semi-flatbed trailer. So when we're ready, we'll drive that out and set up chairs, and the grandstands are right there, and have popcorn for as many as we can make popcorn for.
Mr. Wheeler, thank you very mm-hmm. much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Manuelito Wheeler, who's director of the Navajo Nation Museum. On July 3rd, they'll unveil a new version of Star Wars on the Navajo Nation Indian Reservation in Arizona.